Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
Test yours.
It's been tested. It's fine.
What's going on?
Well, you have new teeth, new bottom teeth, finally.
And they hurt still. The gums still hurt where they did all the work. I'm still in pain.
You're still in pain, but you're no longer clickety-clacking.
But the thing is, too, I had on my bridge that was in here, there was 8 teeth. Now there's 12, so I have 2 molars in the back on each side, which I haven't had in 30 years.
Yeah.
And it feels so weird having those back molars.
Right.
And my tongue keeps hitting them. I'm going in Monday, but it's so weird because I had 8 teeth on the bottom. It was a bridge, you know, and now I have the whole implants with 12 teeth on the bottom, 12 teeth. So it's kind of a... Excuse me, it feels weird. Whoa. And it still hurts. The work they did under it still hurts. You know, so the pain's not as bad. Today's a little painful.
But you've been quite an asshole, right? When you were in pain?
No.
Oh.
Not an asshole. I mean, just a little grouchy maybe because, you know, last night I threw up a little bit. I think maybe that shrimp was bad or something. You think so?
I don't know. I didn't eat any of it. Neither did Raina, so we'll never know.
All I know is, Bonnie made pasta. It was so good with homemade sauce from the tomatoes that we grew in our garden. She grew in her garden. I didn't grow them. I had nothing to do with it. I helped build the garden.
You watered them sometimes?
Yes, I did. And people go, well, what did he do? Talk next to him? That's what's going to be on Twitter. Oh. How did he water him? Did he talk next to him? I'm so original.
Drooling isn't even the worst thing that you do with your mouth.
So anyhow. So I got your teeth in and it hurts.
Is this the kind of thing you talk about on other podcasts? I saw you doing a podcast. We were doing a podcast last night, the night before. Is this the kind of thing you talk about?
No. When I do a podcast, last night I did the memorial for Dave.
Oh, Dave Kimowitz.
Yeah. He was our
old manager.
Who was murdered a year ago. And they had a memorial online. It was great. People talked.
And incidentally, his brother is your dentist.
Yes. And I said this, and I said it on, that he lives indirectly in my mouth forever. Because whenever I see his brother, I think of him. Hmm. Right?
I bet that makes him feel, it's very comforting.
Who? His brother or Dave? Dave passed away.
No, his brother, Adam.
Adam did the work. Great work. They look beautiful. You see? How good do they look?
They look good. Don't do it again. Come on.
And, you know, I go in there to the dentist and, you know, we talk about his brother, Dave. And, you know, it's sad. Certain things hit you harder. That one hit really, we just very depressed after that.
He was a great guy.
He was such a nice guy. Always smiled, always had nice things. You know, even when he told us you know, they're not going to pick up your pilot or you're not going to get this. He did it with such a smile and you didn't feel it bad. you felt like, oh, look at that.
He was a master. We don't know if he was good at giving good news, but he was a master at giving bad news.
Oh, unbelievable. His no's sounded like yeses.
Yes.
All right. So anyhow, so we did the memorial yesterday, last night. Chris put it together. Chris Italia from the stand did a great job. You know, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So we went to the stand last week. It was the first time I was really out around people.
Mm-hmm. For
Christine's birthday party. Christine. Aaron Berg's wife.
Yeah, her birthday. Her 40th birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it was outside. You know, we got to eat a little.
Now, I begged you before we left.
You didn't beg me. You demanded. Listen, you made demands about
okay,
me.
This is the thing. Rain and I have had to eat in different rooms from you because when you had those other teeth.
They didn't stay in. They
didn't stay
out.
In. It was hard to watch you wrestle with whatever you were eating.
It hurt so much.
And it was painful. You were, yeah. So we had to eat in other rooms. It was just survival for us to couldn't be in the same room with you while you were eating. So yeah, when we
you bite something and your teeth fall out,
right? Yes.
They were temporary,
yes.
But they weren't put in with anything. They just yes. sat on top of
so
the work.
Terrible. So when you said, do you want to go to this thing at the stand? I said, I want to go, but you can't eat when we're there.
You can't make demands. You said, please try not to eat.
No, I said, please. I stood at the bottom of the stairs. I remember I was looking up. I go, I'm begging you because I knew because you weren't answering. I knew that you were just like using it as a loophole. And I said, we're begging you to not eat while we're there. And you didn't answer. And I knew you were going to get food when we were there. I even made dinner before we left and made sure you had something appropriate.
I didn't eat before we left. I had some beans and rice earlier.
Yes. Okay. So I made you something.
I was in on beans, rice, and mashed potatoes.
Okay, yes.
For weeks.
So I was doing my best for you.
She did her best, but I guess her best wasn't good enough.
When we're sitting there outside at the stand, a pizza comes to our table, and I go, oh, that's not for us. And then Rich goes, yeah, I ordered it. You ordered pizza?
It's very thin pizza there. Very
Rich,
thin.
You almost started crying while you were eating it and you wouldn't stop eating. Everybody came over. You were eating in front of people.
No, I turned my head every time.
When Christine came to our table, you would not stop eating Raina's fries. You were still eating. You just were like, it was an addiction.
It's not an addiction. I was
it
hungry.
It was because you could. That's silly. That's so silly to say that you couldn't go half an hour or 45 minutes without food.
It's not a half an hour. It would be like 5 hours, 4 hours. When you're hungry, from when we left our house to when we get home at night would be 4 hours, 5 hours. And if you're hungry, you don't go 4 or 5 hours. I mean, it sounds
okay. Let me
gross.
Tell you something. My teeth were falling out when I was eating. I would not eat in public. I would starve. I would go get a smoothie beforehand. I'd be like, let me just go down the block. I'll be right back. It's ridiculous. You'd be like, you know what? No, here we are in public. Let me order a pizza. Then at one point I saw your head in your hands and you were almost crying because it was hurting so bad to eat. And then I said, stop eating. And then you do one more piece. And I was just like, what? I don't know what to do with you. And I was getting so angry because I was like, if you had asked me to not do something, I would have just not done it.
It's not true.
When you at Rich, when you are asked to do something, you just choose to do the opposite almost every time. Or you do it very angry. Like you do not do well with people telling you to do something. It just, it eats away at you. And then you got to eat your pizza.
You got to make these faces? What are you making faces?
I was sitting there just going like, why? It's like not pleasurable to be out. It's so like, it's humiliating.
Did you have a drink? Did you have liquor to go out and have your...
Yeah, my teeth weren't falling out. But if you had said, hey, don't have a drink. You always act like crazy when you're drinking. I wouldn't have had a drink.
You don't act crazy. No,
I'm using it as an example. I barely have a drink. I have one drink a month, maybe, if that. I'm saying if that was the case, if you said, please don't have a drink, I need you to not have a drink tonight. I might have been miffed, but I wouldn't have had a drink. I do things for you, even
or
stuff
you
I...
you would have snuck around and had it.
No, I wouldn't have. No, wait, why would I be sneaking around? I'm a grown woman. I would either just not listen to you, which is not the case. I would listen to you. I wouldn't sneak around. You're insane. Do you know that?
Insane.
No, but like, why couldn't you just not? You knew because you went there fully knowing that I didn't want you to eat. And then you ordered like the hardest thing in the world to eat. Then you're like, what?
I think they had a limited menu.
Then you were getting so angry at me because I just wasn't like talking to you and stuff.
No, you were being mean. You and Raina, you teamed up on me again.
Well, we were like, please stop eating. We were like sitting there. We're like, Rich, please. It's in public. I don't understand why you did it.
I don't know, but I apologize and we
moved
on.
No, you didn't apologize.
I did too.
Never did.
Sorry that you got so upset. I won't do it again.
But you have an issue, I think. You have a thing where you just, if you, it doesn't matter if you, like, it shouldn't matter. You shouldn't need to understand the depth of why we're asking you every time. Sometimes you should be like, well, they want, like, even if you're just like, hey, can you do this? You're like,
I do so much.
I get you do so much, but you never do it with a joy.
I got up this morning. I was cleaning out the yard for her party tomorrow, emptying that pool to bring branches.
I
was working
it.
Since this morning.
Nobody, but see, here's
so
the thing.
So don't say I begrudge doing things.
If I had asked you to
ask
do
me
it.
To do your bathroom, put the stuff in. I put it in yesterday. I did the other bathroom. I didn't begrudge that. I didn't go, all right. So
you didn't?
No, not at all. No. So, and you know I didn't. And you didn't even thank me. You didn't go, oh, thanks.
I absolutely did.
When?
When I walked in and saw it. I was like, thank you. This is nice.
It doesn't. Listen, I'm not the kind of person that has to.
You do. Obviously, you are.
No,
yes.
I don't have to be thanked.
Yes.
No. But, you know, I do tons of stuff nonstop.
Nobody's saying that you don't do it.
So don't say I don't do stuff.
I didn't say you don't do stuff.
You said when I ask you to do something, you go, yeah, I do so much with you asking me or without you asking me. It doesn't matter.
The idea that you're like, I do so much. It's
so
like,
do you? We all
that's
do.
Like just life. You're just doing what, you know, it's
okay,
a pretty base level.
Do you think of all the branches and sticks that are in New York to start cleaning them up?
100%. The minute I looked out the window yesterday, 100%.
Did you think about doing it, cleaning it?
I thought it could probably stay. I was like, eh.
Tons of stuff all over the place, and I'm still working on it.
But what, like, do you want me to do that every time I clean the kitchen or something? I mean, like, I don't want to have this, like, you know, tit for tat, but you love the tit for tat. Even the tomatoes, you can't be like, oh, it's our tomatoes. You're like, they're hers. She did it. Because you're always doing a check mark to yourself.
That's not true.
And so if you do a check mark to yourself, you have to do one to me too when the time comes.
That's not true. I don't do check marks to myself. I just know that you did hard work and you did a lot of work on the garden and you should reap. You know,
oh,
the benefits.
Come on, don't be stupid.
I'm not being stupid.
Stupid.
It's you know, I helped you with your book, but it's your book.
I don't understand what you mean.
I would never say, hey, we wrote a book together.
When did you help me with my book?
I don't know. Didn't you ask me any questions or anything on it?
I which book? The one that I have published?
Yeah. You never asked me anything about it?
You didn't even read it.
I did too, except for the last two chapters. So
well, that's called not.
I didn't finish.
You didn't finish the book.
Okay.
So I don't know if you get points for that.
I don't want points for anything. I'm just saying I'm very busy.
You are. You're saying you helped me with the book.
I don't remember you ever. I don't think I did.
Every day I'd be sitting there writing and you go, what are you doing?
That's not true.
I'm writing a book. What are you doing? I'm writing a book. That's like when I was pregnant and every day I was sick. You'd be like, what's the matter? I'm pregnant.
Oh, she makes up stuff and keeps it in her head and then thinks it.
No, because
really
I do. You know what? After the incident at the stand, I was angry. I was very fucking angry. I was just like, why is he, you know, it's hard to be nice to you. I know that you're going through a lot and you're in a lot of pain. But even when I am nice to you, like I go to give you a hug or rub your back, you can see your skin crawling with like, oh,
no, it's not you.
She continues to touch me. I'm going to fucking hit her in the face. That's the energy you give off when people are being nice to you.
That's when I was in pain.
So can you imagine?
When I was in pain, it's hard. And I'm still in pain, but not the pain I was in. you were being very nice, just like I would have been to you if you were in pain. And
okay, see, like, why?
Because we're a married couple.
No, I'm saying, why did you have to add that part? Why do you spend time patting yourself on the back?
I'm not patting myself. I'm saying how life is, how it would be. You know, we would look out for each other through hard times and good times.
Right. But if you feel like eating, then you go ahead and eat. Right.
It's you know, it's a weird point. You know, I made a mistake.
But you couldn't do an audible in the moment, could you? You couldn't be like, I said, why don't you just take the pizza and put it in the car and eat it?
I told you what audible means, didn't I?
I would be nothing without you. Let's continue on the conversation. Like right now, you're sitting there like playing with your gum outside of your mouth. It's like flipping around.
Sound in my mouth.
You're like that. In, out, in, out. Then you're going to, but that's the thing. Then you go out in public and you're like, and it's like, hey, you know, you represent the two of us when you're out. So if you could not.
I do what? When I go out in public, I go a little bit like that.
Well, I don't know. You're just doing it now. Your gum's in, it's out. You don't know you're doing it even. So I'm sure that you do it when you're out in public. Just like when you eat normally, when your teeth are normal, you eat with your mouth open. I say, please close your mouth. One time you're like, I was eating with my mouth closed. You're like, who do you think you are? The Queen of England? Like, that's your mentality. So then you just go out and like, bleh, 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 when you're eating in front of people and you're like, geez, wonder why I don't get nothing.
Get nothing? What do you mean get nothing?
Because you probably gross people out. You probably eat in the green room in front of the fucking owner. And then he's like, I'm never bringing this guy back. It's literally makes my stomach turn.
That clumps. That's why I don't get.
That's probably why. Look at you doing it again.
I didn't do it. Boy, I would, you know, it's so funny
well,
when
but,
you're
but,
like,
but how hard, why, but why when, wouldn't
how,
you?
How come you don't come on a podcast? You look at me and you just think, what negative thing can I find?
Well, first of all, that's what this podcast is. Really? Okay. First of all, I would love to come on and be like, okay, guys, a little bit of a different podcast this week. This week, Rich was amazing. Very kind, very nice. Helped a lot with the everything. Never said a bad word, whatever. It's not going to happen. That's not who you are. I was taking my fucking 4 mile hike the other day, just seething about, and I just was like, he's never going to change. I just have to, that's it. He's going to fucking, he doesn't care how he comes across when he's eating in public. So
that's what you thought.
What are my choices? Yeah. My choices. Huh? Because you know why it comes down to? It comes down to like, it's just that you won't do it just for me. You won't.
I do so
you
much
were like,
just for
I'm
you.
Hungry. Oh my God. I go, well, go eat in the car. No. You were like this at one point. Like hand over your mouth crying.
I wasn't crying. I was in pain, but I wasn't crying.
It looked like you were being so dramatic. So dramatic. Did you notice nobody came over to our table?
That's not true.
Because you were like crying and eating pizza. I mean,
wait, so on your hike you thought about me? That's what you thought about on your hike, me eating?
Yeah, I was just angrily hiking.
I thought you were with a friend. Don't you talk?
She talks about stuff. I think about my own shit.
4 miles you hiked? How do you know it's 4 miles?
She has an app on her phone.
Uphill?
Yeah.
Not 4 miles uphill.
Well, I don't know. You have to come down at some point.
Yeah. I want to go to this place. I want to see what it's like. Is it a park? Is it trails? Is there a lot of people?
There's a lot of people. It's like 50 acres or something.
In Hillsboro?
Yes. It might be like more than that. It might be 150. I don't remember what was said.
There's probably a bear up there.
Yeah, I'm scared all the time that we're going to run into a bear. Sometimes we get off the trail. We don't know where we are. There's like 1,000 different trails.
Why would you get off the trail?
It's hard to see because the trails are just like every once in a while there's like a yellow square or two yellow squares or a red triangle or whatever. And you go on those trails and those trails will, if you follow it, it will loop you around. But sometimes you're all of a sudden you're like, oh no, we're on the double square now. And then sometimes you're like, I can't see any trail or squares or whatever. And then you're just like, you got to walk back, try to find a.
How come they call that stuff trail mix? It doesn't even come. I don't understand, like the nuts and raisins and everything.
Because when you go hiking on the trail, you take it so you don't starve to death.
Oh, really? trail mix. Oh, you could bring a sandwich or something. I guess trail mix is easy.
What do you, now you're like, who cares? It's, they came up with a name for their fucking product.
That's a good scam.
My God.
So.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful, bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
Anyhow,
anyway, I don't got nothing more to talk about.
Yes, I do. I'm transitioning.
Oh, that's something we should have started with. Rich is becoming a woman.
Bonnie did a show Monday outside. And I guess, you know, it's where comedy, you know.
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. No, Queens.
Oh, Queens.
Queens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long Island City. And they stand on the back of a pickup truck. Why, you know.
Yeah, it's like, is this really?
Well, I was on a Zoom thing with Rosebud.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, yeah, that's a great gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, for someone like you that's never really done real gigs.
Oh, no. She'd be mad about that. It's so funny because you always think she's probably going to get a Netflix special next.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's funny and, you know, she's young. Attractive. What?
What's on your what?
Where? Oh.
Ew. Gross. Ah! Okay.
Anyhow. So, you know, that's where comedy is at now when people are going, oh, that one outside, that's a good gig. But, you know, compared to working inside, I would imagine outside is so much better. You know,
well, it's better to work outside, but it's I don't know.
I mean, it was cool. What's his name hosted it? Sean Patton, who's one of the funniest people. How is that guy not on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Or something? He's so fucking good.
He's great.
It's insane how good he is. How funny. I watched him. I go, this guy all the time is always something different, clever, you know, animated. How the fuck is he not on one of these shows? I don't know.
Well, one of the show, there's no shows.
Well, you know, even still when there was.
Previously.
Or coming back. Now, I didn't watch that TBS competition. One, I was mad in the beginning that I wasn't picked. I talked about it on the radio this morning. You know, they picked, 30-something comics. And the guy that won is this guy, Piff the Magic Dragon. It was between
him. He's hilarious. I've never seen him in my life.
He's in Vegas. He has his own show in Vegas. But it came down to him in a dragon costume.
It's two characters, basically.
Yeah, him in a dragon costume and Norm's character,
Chip.
And he won.
Who, Norton?
No, the other guy.
Piff.
The Magic Dragon.
Good old Piff.
Or Piff, I don't know. It's, you know, I mean, I was mad at the beginning that we weren't on the show. Even me, because if I was on it, I know Bonnie would have filmed it or directed it. It would have been great, whatever she came up with. But anyhow, I didn't know. I knew Norton was up against Tim Dillon in the semifinals. And then I didn't hear anything. You know, I didn't follow it. But then I guess he went on to the finals. And lost his character, Chip, lost to the Magic Dragon or whatever, which is, I don't know. But I heard, I don't know. Look, he made it to the finals at least, which is cool. But these shows, they don't.
What were you going to say?
These shows don't use, like most of the comics that were on it are already big established comics, pretty big, you know. I don't know. Give some people a chance that aren't. Well, I don't know. I don't know who they used. I only knew.
Well, they used Jessica Curson.
Yeah.
Natasha Leggero.
Who I like. Yeah. But Natasha's already.
Yes, right. And so is Jessica, really.
Jessica's on the verge. She's in the,
well, she's going to, yeah, break.
She does. Soon. Yeah. And I like both of them. I didn't begrudge them at all. I didn't begrudge Norton, but mix it up. Put some comics at.
It's really, let's be honest. Let's be clear. What you're really saying is like, I don't care about any of them except that one of them should have been me.
Yes.
Right.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
You know.
But, you know, there's a lot of comics really that probably could have been on the show.
Anyhow, well, I'm glad Norton made it to the semifinals. So you're reading an article in Vulture.
Oh my God. An article in Vulture came out today about Jeff Ross. Very, very, I'm starting to wonder, like, you know, these articles, I started thinking about this a couple years ago when, you know, all the articles about and documentaries about pedophilia started coming out. It's like its own cottage industry almost. It's like now it's like the, you know, how women sit around and watch murders, you know, murder shows like 2020s and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love those shows. You love them too, though, right?
Yeah. Well, I listen to them on the radio on HLN.
Yeah.
Dateline.
Yeah. It's like a sick fascination. And now I'm like, do I have a sick fascination with not pedophilia, but stories about men being caught?
But that's just,
or not just pedophilia, but sexual.
But this whole stuff with Jeff, you don't know. I mean, with Chris.
Right. I only know what I'm reading in this article.
With Chris D'Elia, there was proof. There were tweets.
There was no proof either because it was just.
Wasn't there tweets?
I mean, it still is just, it's the same thing as this article. It's somebody's word against somebody else's.
That person had tweets and, or I, not tweets.
Text messages.
Yeah, and stuff.
But the text messages never said like, hey, I slept with you when you were underage.
Or whatever. But same with Jeff. None of it is. How do you prove, you know, it's easy to destroy.
Can I just say the one thing?
It's easy to destroy someone's reputation or ruin their careers just from an accusation. And the people out there they're like vultures. That's why they call that vulture, right? Right. They're vultures. They want to, look, they're taking Ellen down. Everybody in the business knew Ellen was a fucking, not an easy person.
Listen, I met Ellen twice and she was, I wouldn't say she was lovely.
No, but she
wasn't
a
she wasn't to this is, I hate when people say this, like, he never murdered me.
Yeah.
You know, but she was nice to me.
But look, not even nice, if but she was an asshole.
She actually kind of was an asshole. I told you the story right where she shows she goes, you wait, get away from me to call you.
Yeah, even though she was an asshole. They known that for years. All of a sudden, hey, let's go get Ellen there.
I mean, I guess in the beginning I kind of thought it was fun too to read all those things about how shitty she is, but it becomes like this pile on that I can't get behind. I hate the crowd just descending upon her. It's like, if you had a story, why didn't you come out with it before? It's like, now it's safety in numbers to just pile on someone.
And it's the same with Jeff too. They're piling on. You don't
know. This is the thing. Okay. Let me just say this about Jeff Ross is a sometimes friend of ours. And
I've known him for what,
I've made up with Jeff.
Years. I've known him for 30 years
since I got mad at him on this very podcast. He's a person that's in and out of my friend list. But the reason that we say believe all women is because there is no proof. Like in these stories, it's very, very difficult to prove that. Not that he raped anyone or whatever. I'm just talking about in general. It's a lot of times it's very difficult to prove rape. It's very difficult to prove if someone consented or not. It's very difficult to prove all these things. So that's why we say believe all women, because it's like, otherwise it would be believe no women, you know, otherwise it just doesn't, nothing ever happens. Nothing ever. There's no justice done on many of these cases. Now, one of the reasons also that they say believe all women is because there's very few women that do it just to be shitty. And there's cases where it's happened, but it's the reason that they make such big news is because they're rare. When someone comes out, and I'm not saying it's true or it's not true, I'm just saying there's not a lot to be gained from the person. And I know you think there's some fame, but the fame is very ill-begotten.
Fame.
It's like you get you get a lot of negative attention.
Look, there's Of course, whatever percentage, I don't know, is true. But there's always, you know, same with people that go to jail for murder, you know, and somebody testifies. They're not always telling the truth. People go,
right.
People, the football player, the girl lied. He went to jail.
That's the example that I knew you'd bring up.
It happens all the time.
It doesn't happen all the time.
It happens.
It's happened enough. And when it happens, it becomes big news because it's rare. That's what makes news news.
I don't know. Anyhow, look at Ellen when they went after Ellen. Ellen is one.
Ellen's different.
Ellen's gay. She's a woman. She's in two special interest groups. Okay, so the left, I would say the left, who the woke people, those are two groups that they're,
well, I think,
that they're
I think,
behind. That
right.
They're behind.
I think we have to stop trying to make, first of all, the thing Ellen did wrong, which is also what the other, what's her name, Rosie did wrong too, was that they presented themselves as like queen of nice, or I'm like this joyful person or whatever. And then when you're found out that you're not, especially if you're a woman, people get really mad about it. And yeah.
But look how many comics come out and you know, you think, oh, they're the greatest and they're funny. And you don't know behind it. They might be the most depressed person on the planet. Suicide. Look at Richard Jenny killed himself. You'd watch him on stage going, this guy's fucking great. He's funny. Look at him killing it, making.
Not just comics. Look at Anthony Bourdain. Yeah. He was like somebody you would never think. Yeah. So you don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on with them. All I know is she's from two major special interest groups right now. I mean, the number one is Black Lives Matter.
It seems a weird choice, you know, to try to bring down Ellen.
You know, and like, yeah, to bring her down.
But it's just salacious.
Anybody they could bring down, they're piranhas.
Right.
So Jeff falls in that category. I'm not saying he's guilty or not guilty, but
does he fall in that category though? Because I don't see a lot of piling on. I've known about this story for
a month now, 2 months since it came out, right? Since that girl.
Well, that girl has been telling this story for many, many years. And just after the Crystalia thing, somebody posted it online and said, here's another one or whatever. Yeah. And then it got some traction. Yes. And this reporter even called me about it, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, look, I don't know. I mean,
but look, there's a lot of interesting evidence. But here's the thing. It's the other people that will pile on. Because what happens is, like with Crystalia, so people started finding out, you know, that Crystalia was like, you know, whatever. Then everyone's like, I didn't think he was funny. That's the part that drives me nuts. It's like when everybody, like, piles on in that way. Like now, if this story catches fire, everyone will be like, Jeff was this, Jeff was that.
I don't know. It's just, and what's his name? They took, what's his name, down. Why is he coming here with Cheryl? Only do him 5 more minutes. Come on, just
get in
up.
Here.
Look, she acts like, oh my God.
We're talking about your boyfriend, Jeff Ross. Raina has there's a picture of Raina and Jeff Ross standing with, he's got his arm around her.
And, really?
Yes. Should I post it?
My daughter, Raina, who's here right now, dyed the front of her hair red and looks so cool. You can't come down eating because we're wrapping it up in 5 minutes.
Raina wants a nose ring.
She's out of her mind if she thinks that's going to happen.
How old are you?
13.
Oh, we didn't. You better tell them that you didn't have the thing yet because they're going to want to know about the obstacle course.
Oh, we postponed the party till
tomorrow
Thursday,
because we were scared it was going to rain on Sunday
and it didn't. Monday,
we switched it from Monday to Sunday and Sunday to Thursday.
Well, you're not getting your nose pierced. Happiness comes from the inside, so you don't need to do stuff to your body to be cool.
By the way, tattooed is the same color as your hair.
Yeah, red.
Hey, red velvet
arms.
red like period juice. What? Is that gross? Is that too gross?
First of all, period juice. Why don't you market that with your trail mix?
Don't. Disgusting. What are you doing?
Are you going to say something or what are you doing here?
I just wanted to come down and hang out.
Oh, I just want to hang out. Raina loves hanging out with her parents, man. You love it. Did we play some games on your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
What did we play?
Clue.
We played, and you thought you won it. You said, "I think it's so and so."
Dad cheated. Dad cheated.
No, I made a mistake, but I played the other game that I won.
Dad cheated.
What was the other game we played?
You sound so like you're. It's obnoxious. You didn't say, "Well, we played another game." It's we played another game that I won. It's
yeah.
Like,
what was it? What was it?
But why do you say stuff like that?
Pictionary. No, it wasn't that. Look how pretty she looks. Let me see your hair. Turn around. Let me see your face. Come on.
I don't talk to cheaters.
Let me see your face. Let me see your beauty mark.
I don't talk to cheaters.
What was I going to say?
What game did you win?
I don't care.
Brain games?
Oh, yeah, brain games. Keep on playing those brain games forever.
Maya looks like such a teenager. It's crazy.
Are you done?
Where's your nose ring?
Well, we're done too. But why'd you come down all excited and you have nothing to say? Come on.
You just came down and ate a donut? Cupcake in front of us.
Yeah. You know, come here, say something to say hi to your fans. They miss you.
Hi.
No, come to the mic.
Come to the mic. Come on, we got to wrap this up.
What?
About brain games.
Come on, we have to have a clip for our episode. We need you.
Hey. Hi.
What's it like to be 13?
Hey.
Stupid.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Rain, no, know what Raina did? What? She has this ball that sticks on the ceiling. I was laying in bed the other morning, and all of a sudden, this thing falls on me.
Yeah, no, that happened to me the other morning, too, at 7:30. Plunk.
Yeah. She sticks on your ceiling.
She throws it up at night, and then it takes that long for it to fall onto your head. It's not nice. It's not cool.
I thought it was. What, are you just going to stand there?
Like,
what
you stand
doing?
There grinning? What's your problem?
Are you do you have anything to say because we're wrapping this up? Say thank you or anything to anybody?
Yeah, didn't some woman give you some money towards your... Anyway, she says thanks to the people who gave her money for her obstacle course. We'll post some pictures. Yeah. Yeah. On our Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Scram. You added nothing this week, and
you're
everybody
terrible.
Wants you.
Oh, well, you didn't call me down. How was I supposed to know?
I told you to come down in 20 minutes.
I was 20 minutes.
Bye.
Bye.
She's the worst.
She's going to be out of control when she's 18. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, but like, how could she become more of a teenager than she already is? She stays up till like 4 in the morning. She sleeps till noon. I mean...
Oh, it's crazy. Anyhow, look, we got to go.
You know, it's virtual learning, right? Starting in September.
You're not going back to school?
No.
Good.
I don't think so. I mean, I never know really. I'll wait till the other parents tell me what's happening, but.
All right. Anything you want to plug, Bonnie?
Yeah, they could buy my album, Bird Calls.
Oh, yeah. I heard some
of it.
Give
me a little bit
of
extra money.
Heard it the other day. Sounded good. Sounded good.
Did it. How did I sound at the show? Oh my God.
Killed it. Bonnie's funny, man. What did you broke your phone case? Anyhow, I got to go. I got stuff to do. Talk to you next week. Thanks. Boss roast free. Whatever. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Ronald Reagan famously once said the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Americans are losing faith in the banking system, and at the same time, the U.S. government could soon be headed toward a centralized banking system. How scary is that? How do you protect yourself as the government gets more involved in your life? For me, owning gold is one way. Having gold that I can see and touch makes me feel protected. Having a portion of your retirement in precious metals is another way to feel protected. I don't own crypto, I don't own NFTs, and I don't buy meme stocks. I don't invest in things I don't understand. If you are like me and want to feel safe, it's time to call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group.
Go to www.oxfordgoldgroup.com to learn more. Again, that's www.oxfordgoldgroup.com.